I just want to acknowledge what's happened here in Washington over the last couple of days, because it may feel kind of like a big whipsaw if you remember this video from just a few weeks ago.
Donald Trump and the Republican Party are hell-bent on taking health care away from 60 million people, closing community clinics, rural hospitals, nursing homes, all so they can keep giving tax breaks to their billionaire friends. It's a disgrace. So Democrats have three words for this. No way. It's literally life or death. We will not let Republicans blow up our healthcare system.
I mean, that guy was fiery. There was ominous music. He swore. I mean, there was a lot in that video. What happened to that guy? And of course, Democrats had every reason to feel like they were in a good position to keep up the fight. I mean, for a range of reasons. Polling just last week from NBC News found that voters blamed Trump and Republicans for the shutdown over Democrats by a 10-point margin. And that was before Democrats absolutely cleaned the clocks of Republicans all across the country last Tuesday, signaling that voters were behind their efforts to stand up to this administration. But after all of that, after the party unity and the favorable polling and the massive election wins, the lesson that eight members of the Senate Democratic Caucus that we know of took away was apparently this.
So standing up to Donald Trump didn't work. It actually gave him more power.
No, that's not the lesson.